Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We had a great show today. We had a big history of beer. We had Brewery Vivant in the first hour, and we've been talking about cold weather grilling. Just a fabulous week, and looking forward to the holiday seasons that are coming up. There's going to be a lot of things going on in West Michigan between now and the end of the year. The Grilling Guys are going to be this week, coming up on Tuesday. We're going to be at the Grilling Club at Schmoe's. Tell us a little about that, Bob.
It's going to be totally fun.
It will be a lot of
fun. You want to be there.
6:30.
Okay, I think the best Grilling Club we ever had was the one we did at Schmoe's the first time.
Right.
And we had a huge turnout thanks to Schmoe's because they have such a great following for our show. But guess what else they have? Great beer on tap.
Yeah.
And we got mugs.
Right. Right. Exactly. Another thing that's happening this week is...
Did I mention the hot bartenders?
Yeah, right.
Not Chaz.
Okay. Another thing that's coming up this week is Grand Rapids Brewery is opening their new brewery on the opposite end of the block from Hopcat. Right on the corner of, I believe it's Ionia and Fulton. Their grand opening is going to happen Wednesday the 5th. Should be just a fantastic addition to the downtown scene in Grand Rapids.
Telling you.
Big old place. Going to have a patio, weather permitting, that'll be wide open, right up looking at the arena.
What a brilliant idea.
Out the back door, man. So this place is going to rock. They're going to be making all kinds of beer there at the brewery, rather. Talk to a guy that's... helping put the tap system in there. A buddy of mine named Joe, he owns a company that puts in tap systems and takes care of called Quality Draft. Anyway, they have these big serving kegs there that hold like 50, 60 gallons, and the tap systems draw off of those. And my understanding is they're going to have 24 beers on tap at any given time at this Grand Rapids Brewing, and most of them are going to be theirs. I don't know the statistics exactly, but just another great brew pub that's going to be added to the local beer scene here in Grand Rapids, right downtown, right by the arena, just going to liven up that whole area again, man.
Okay, cool. Prediction?
Yeah.
Place is going to be legendary.
Yeah, yep, it is.
Because Grand Rapids Brewing Company, when they started off, when the original guys, the brothers out of Grand Rapids that reformed it, used to have the restaurant chain. I can't, the Sheldies. When the Sheldies started Grand Rapids Brewing Company, it was the only microbrew we had, and they made great beer.
Right.
And we, you know, they kind of, it just slowly dwindled down to being a lesser and lesser brand as all the other microbrewers came along. But what a great brand and history to that. That's like a 100-year-old brewery in essence. It was revived, and now it's third generation. It's going to be the second revival of the Grand Rapids Brewing Company, right where it should be, downtown, and that back end, it's got great big warehouse space with cargo doors, overhead doors, that'll open up to the arena. They're putting seating back there, so they can just literally open up the doors. You can sit at a table and look at your venue waiting to happen. So if you're going to go down and see a concert, the Wing, the Griffins. You can sit there and have a nice meal, have some great beers, and then just walk over to your venue. It's going to be, that's brilliant.
Yep. Another exciting thing that's happening this winter is on February 23rd is the Fifth Third Ballpark Winter Beer Festival 2013 version. The Grilling Guys will be there live doing the show, guaranteed. But here's the cool part. The tickets went on sale today. This thing sells out in about 2 or 3 weeks. These tickets will be gone. We get closer to this event. We start talking about it. And all you guys are like, well, where can I get tickets, man? And
can't.
It's sold out.
Okay, now's your warning.
Right.
Get your tickets. If you haven't been to the Winter Beer Fest, if you have a warm pair of boots and some Carhartts and a jacket and a crazy hat.
And a necklace with pretzels.
Go. Right? Just go. We'll see you there. We'll buy you a beer.
This thing, if you've not been to it, I'm going to spend a second on it because it's a really, really unique and cool event for West Michigan. What happens is there are 60 brewers in there that set up in tents around the perimeter of the parking lot, and they're going to be bringing over 400 different beers to Fifth Third Park. It happens from 1 to 6. It costs you $40 to get in. but you get 15 sample cups, and everybody gives you like a 3 to 4 ounce sample. And if you want to buy more, you can buy more of these chips. But these, you get 15 sample chips. They're like a wooden nickel.
Yeah.
For $40. And everybody walking around there is having a great time. There's bands playing.
Yep.
There's, and here's the tip. Everybody wears these necklaces that got pretzels on them. Why? Because you can clean your palate between flavors or varieties of beer, and you get hungry while you're there. But there's a big group of guys grilling there that they have everything from Scottish eggs to whole turkey legs and everything in between. And the grilling guys will be broadcasting there on the 23rd. Again, it's from 1 to 6. We'll kick it off in the morning
yep.
to let everybody know it's there.
Well,
it's
we haven't
live.
Been invited yet, so
oh, yeah, we will.
We better be careful.
Diana's good to us. But if you want tickets, visit MI Beer, like Michigan Beer, mibeer.com. There's ticket outlets around, but you can get them online. $40. They're going fast.
They only sell like 6,000 of them.
Right.
So 6,500 people is the max, I think, that the fire marshal let in there.
Yeah.
Because there's such a fire hazard with all that snow around.
But it's a wonderful get-together. It's a lot of fun. It's one afternoon. It's a rain or shine, blizzard or snow.
Usually snows.
Matter. Right, yeah.
Because of the time.
But we've been there the last couple of years, and I guarantee we're not going to miss it again. So.
Have a designated driver.
Yeah.
Take my word on that one.
Because
yeah.
the whole day is about drinking beer. No question.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. But see a lot of great people, a lot of great costumes. I know Chaz from Schmoes wears his big coyote hat there, that tail going halfway down his back. And if I didn't know him, I'd be scared of him. But,
I know him, and I'm scared
yeah.
of him.
But anyway, real man fun. And speaking of man, it's time for a little bit of man law.
Okay, today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. Jop, I went up there and got some pasties this week.
Did you really?
It's that kind of weather, man.
It is.
If you've
right.
never had a pasty and you want to experience a pasty, okay, it's pie crust and potatoes, rutabaga, and good meat. And these guys over in Saranac, a little bit east of Lowell, little town, cool little town, these guys are youpers. They know how to make real pasties, and they are good. Brought them home, a hot bag of pasties. You bring them home. My family lights up. It's immediate. It doesn't matter what time it is. It's not dinner time, but guess what? They're going to go.
It's pasty time.
It is pasty time. And my mother loves them because they're almost as good as hers.
Yeah.
But anyway, Vicky's Pasties, very good place, and you can get them in Ada at Maryland's, too. So shout out to Tony and Tony over there. Thanks, guys. Really love your pasties. Man law number 34. You cannot rat out a friend who shows up to work with a massive hangover. However, you may hide the aspirin, smear his chair with Limburger cheese, turn the brightness way up on his computer so he thinks it's broken, and have him paged every 7 minutes. Those are illegal.
Bob, I got to tell you that
don't rat him out.
That man law right there reminds me of a practical joke I did when I was back in college. I worked summers at a factory, and we had a boss. I was in the shipping department loading semis with these screen houses, and I had a boss that did just that. He'd come into work hungover about 4 days a week, and so what we did, we all had to wear safety glasses there because we were in the factory, right? So we took his safety glasses, and as safety glasses go, you can bend the bows on them, and we bent them upside down so that it looked like we had taken the bows off and flipped them over. So he couldn't figure it out for like a day and a half. We had just bent the bows the other way, and he'd try to put his glasses on, and the bows would go up over his ears rather than down behind him. Just freaking hilarious. But the guy was hungover all the time. He just couldn't figure it out. And the other thing we did is we took and put a big thumbprint on the lens and then put some clear packaging tape over top of it so you couldn't rub the thumbprint off. Hilarious, dude. Just great practical jokes, but the guy was hungover all the time, so he could never figure out. He was like rubbing and rubbing and rubbing on that lens to get that thumbprint off, and there was a piece of tape over top.
He's listening from the Al-Anon headquarters right now.
But anyway, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. We've had a great day. Talked a little bit about some mulled wine. cold weather grilling techniques, all the great things that are going on in the next few days in Grand Rapids. Got a brand new brewery opening. The Grilling Guys next week are going to be at Old World Olive Press downtown the weekend after that. Bob, where are we going? Oh, we're going to Schmoe's. Yeah, we're
going to Schmoe's the weekend after that. That's right. And if you're on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy on Twitter. And check out my tweets there. We're going to close the show with a little George Strait. It's the chill of an early fall. So thanks for joining us. Check out a little George Strait. Thanks for joining us.
Here it comes again. That same old chilly wind will blow like a cold winter squall, and I'll begin to feel the chill of an early fall. And I'll be drinking again and thinking the snow falls. Oh, I'll be sober some, but when October comes and goes, no time at all, I'll begin to feel the chill of an slip away. Here today and gone tomorrow. Loving seasons never stop.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBLFM.